It's time to step into the Coming Out Lounge, a cool, safe space to be true to your sexual self, with your host, Rick Clemens. Rick has helped hundreds of people come out of the closet, and now each week he's bringing you cool insights for loving and accepting yourself, boosting your self-confidence, and living a guilt-free, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Cuddle up with yourself and get ready for heartwarming coming out stories, ideas for living authentically, and tips for being fully self-expressed. Now here's your host, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is time once again for another episode of the Coming Out Lounge. You know who I am, the Coming Out Coach Rick Clemens. And today we're going to talk about how to be confident in who you are, but we're also going to have a shitload of fun, I have a feeling, because I really want to make sure we all, and you can already hear my guest laughing because she's just hilarious, but I want to make sure we all realize that coming out is about bringing all the damn sides of yourself to the role that you've been placed on this earth to play in. And it's also about really, truly being optimistic and carefree and living with a purpose. And it's about you being you, the real you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even if that means being a little bit of a goofball and asking yourselves and other people some of the questions that nobody wants to do or ask themselves. But I got to tell you, it takes a whole lot of getting comfortable in your own skin. And today we're going to get comfortable with a good girlfriend of mine that I just had the pleasure of meeting. I can already tell we're going to be best girlfriends for life. Live from In the Dollhouse with Lena. She's got a second season of her YouTube show already in progress this spring. And I can tell you, she's going to crack you up. She's actually probably going to steal my thunder. And I don't like it when my guests steal my thunder.
We're
going to share it. We're going to have fun. We're going to get to some stuff that's maybe a little serious at times, but not too serious. But I want to just bring her into my lounge from her dollhouse. Welcome, Lena Bradford. Hey, Lena, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Rick. I'm wonderful. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And I have to tell you, how amazing for you to be able to have this beautiful gift that you can share with people. Remember back in the day, you didn't have these moments to be able to broadcast to a large amount of people that it can speak to and they can find themselves. You had Dr. Joyce Brothers and maybe somebody asked a question that related to you. So marvel to you, brother, on bringing this to the masses. This is fantastic. And thank you for having me.
And right back to you. I love that you have
brought
the dollhouse to life and that you're sharing your gift of laughter and love and compassion. And
thank you.
Who you are, because I think the more those who are living in what we want to call the marginalized communities, the more we can bring ourselves to the world in really beautiful ways. It helps us
show
people who we are. And as much as we're going through a lot of crap right now in our world, I think every time we can show ourselves who we are, we also learn how to let others be who they are. And that's where the warm
embrace,
acceptance and understanding comes from. Let's step way back to the dark ages where we both grew up, so to speak. And let's talk. I mean, you've been doing this entertainment stuff pretty much all your life, right?
My whole life, yes.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Manhattan, and I started off as a dancer and also collecting Barbies at the age of 4. So I came from a very grounded, strong Aries background. Like all the women in my family were all Aries, including myself. And, you know, coming from a biracial family, I didn't know prejudice, and I only knew just being in my own skin and being comfortable with that. And other people were drawn to who I was as a strong being before anything, you know, no labels. You know, I never wore labels except for the ones that were on my back. So for me, at the end of the day, it was just being a very well-rounded being. And I think that that's what we all need to remember, is that we are all well-rounded beings, and how we cohabitate with everyone else should just be that and not have a label slapped on our back. It's for people who I find personally don't want to do the homework to find out what a dynamic person that you are and that you're not a label. You can't say that, okay, you're this, but then there's so many other parts of you. So why try to put me and marginalize me into one type of scenario? Get to find out who I am and let's go from there.
Well, and I think you just said it so beautifully, you know, when you said, you know, coming from a biracial background, that's all people need to know. Okay, now let's move on.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'm getting or whatever. Okay, let's move on. You know, we all get hung up, and hello, my hand's raised. If anybody could see me, I'm right there. I get hung up on people's shit all the time, but then I have to go kick myself in the ass and go, wait, you're one of these marginalized people too, Rick. So why are you marginalizing someone else? So I try to keep that heart open as much as I can. I'm human. I'm not going to, you know, kid anybody. No. There are times that I go into the rabbit hole too and don't want to come out until I'm done drinking my bottle or whatever. But, you know, it is that thing that I think what I've watched of your videos, you're also in that space. Let's be open. Let's go to those places. Let's let the, you know, the truth of who people are come out. And I think that's one of the things you do really beautifully. So talk about why you started doing, you know, this calling to be this YouTube show host and start the Dollhouse with Luna. What was the impetus for it? And well, I said impetus, the impotence. Okay, I want to make sure we know. We're talking about impotence here, okay?
Substance, baby, substance.
Substance, it's all about substance.
I couldn't be, and that's a very good question. I've always been myself, and it's just obviously an extension of who I am. And I believe that we all get to all of the elements that it is that us being the dynamic beings that we are, we get to. You know, I always knew that in the beginning that I had all of these wonderful talents. And I came from a day as, okay, you've got to pick one. And then you go from there. And if that one doesn't work out, maybe you've got a backup. But yep. I said, wait a minute. No, I have a calling inside of me that's strong for all of these things, from acting to modeling, all of the different hats that it is that I've worn, from being a DJ for the last 20 years. Right. So for me, being a host, you know, and having it be, you know, a show now, was something that I knew that I was going to get to at one point. And I knew that my dials were going to be incorporated into it. Right. So it for me was just a moment in a time. I've always had this like caller ID when I've known to answer the call within myself, being the spiritual being that I am, to know that it would happen when it was right in the time presented itself. And it did. And here we are.
That's awesome. You know, it's so interesting. I had the same thing happen. And when this podcast started, it came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not on my radar. It's not in my little happy purse of let's do these things in life. You know, it was like, okay, well, let me think about that. And then I remember that very first episode, and it was just me. There was no guest. It was just me kind of setting up what this was going to be, because it was a show from someone else. And we completely rebranded and everything. And I remember sitting down that first day and going, this feels right. This feels like what I'm meant to be doing. And so I think, you know, you said something about, you know, our backups in life. And one of my favorite phrases is, our backup in life is our calling. Anytime
Amen. You don't know it's what so you're true. Supposed to be it's so doing, true.
Dive into that soul.
Let it speak to you.
Calling,
yeah.
To you. Yeah. So
you have to keep it organic, and you've got to listen to yourself, you know?
Well, you do. And I think that's the thing, is when we don't listen to ourselves, we're kind of giving the universe and God the big finger going, yeah, fuck you. And
it's
we're going to keep bringing it back.
You just have to tune down the white noise, you know, and just listen. I think that's a lot of the issue that we live in today, is that we have all of these wonderful things in front of us, but it becomes white noise because it's so much. So you just have to focus, and you need to sometimes put down these gadgets, be more present with people, but most importantly, yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, this coming through your life. You were biracial and you knew you were, you know, very much a talented entertainment, knowing this is going to be who you were. Give us a little bit of an insight to your journey as, you know, yourself, your trans woman. And I hate that, because I don't refer to any of my friends as trans. You're a woman, you know, you're a guy.
Funny thing is that I've never heard it more than I have, like, until recent times. You know, I was me doing me and growing up being me, you know, and that no one ever questioned me. But being Lena, you know, Lena is that fun, intellectual, goofy woman, you know what I'm saying? So again, this is all pre-internet, you know, so it's funny how it's like, it brought us to a place of different type of knowing and acceptance, but yet also this huge part of categorizing people and giving them a label. You know, I don't know that, and it still doesn't compute to me. Like, you know, that's for people who feel like they need to have an understanding before wanting to do the homework and have an intellectual conversation with someone, you know? So, you know, I'm able to just kind of delve in and have them get the essence of me and let us find out whether or not we're even supposed to speak.
Well, I love that you shared this was who you were for so long before. And I, you know, I'm so happy, as I sure you am, and I know many people in the trans community, that this is coming to the forefront. But for so many of them, this was who they were long before. this was being discussed in the open, you know, forums that it is today, even though some of those open forums is causing a whole
lot
of heartache and pain. But it's who you are, plain and simple, right? I mean, there isn't anything that's made you anything other than who you are all this time in life. And it just happens to be that, as you said, now as society, we need to kind of put our head around, you know, let it, let it show up and be what it is for us. But we got to get it defined. You know, when I was speaking at a college probably about 3 years ago, and in the moment, you know, the universe always delivers the right thing to say. And I was doing my typical talk. And then I said, you know, let's put this in really simple terms. As a kid, the first time you saw that thing out in the yard had like some brown on it and these funny shapes, green, and like some, you know, things just, you know, things reaching out all over the place. That first time you ever saw that thing, that's all it was in your head, was this thing, until somebody said, that's a tree. And it's the same thing. We get told that's a trans woman, that's a gay man.
Right.
Define who we are in our own minds. It helps us define who somebody else is. But where I think we lose the piece of humanity is when it then becomes, oh, that's not right, or this isn't who they should be. And then the walls just start to completely, completely crumble down.
Right. And if something doesn't speak to you that this is who you are, so if that's not who you are, why should you be offended that if it's someone else's? Mm-hmm. So that's basically saying that if they're not what you are, they're not validated and they're not supposed to be.
Right.
That's not how life works.
Right.
You know, you can't ever be one-minded and self-centered to think that anything or everything is just you.
Right.
We all cohabitate and exist because we are so many beautiful stills, you know what I mean? It's like taste the rainbow. That's that's how life is.
Well, and I love
I think that it's just kind of getting outside of yourself.
Yeah, and I think this rainbow thing, you know, it is the symbol of the LGBTQ, whatever, all the rest of the letters we put on the internet.
For so many reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also, I had a really interesting conversation recently with one of my heteronormative friends, and we were talking about the rainbow thing. And I said, you know what? I think if you really would allow, and this was a person who's very supportive, but I said, you know, I think in general, if some of the heteronormatives that really just can't stand us would realize the symbol of the rainbow is always the renewing, the rebirthing.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't just, yes, it's our symbol for our community, but I want to open it up to everyone and go, look at the rainbow as a beautiful thing in your life. What's the rainbow that's missing in your life, Mr. or Mrs.
And that's exactly it. You just hit it right there, because that's the thing, is that we are all the rainbow.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. And it's like, you need to look at this to say, where's your rainbow?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about
that. That's why people are so maybe offended, because of the not knowing. So maybe if you open yourself, you can see that, guess what? You're part of this rainbow as well. We're not excluding you from it. We're just showing you that you have one as well.
You know, I'm so glad you just said that, Lena, because this opening yourself is so, so vitally important. One of the things that I put on my...
In everything.
Yes. I put on my beautiful little multicolored, very bright vision board this year to be more open, to not judge.
That's beautiful.
And to really let my own ego and think, you know, let my ego go and think before I speak, because as open as I am, those are my constant reminders of, if I want to be fully open and fully embracing of my fellow humans, even in the worst of stuff like we're in right now.
Yeah.
If I can't be open and try to figure out, okay, how do I go through this? But not just how do I go through this, how do we go through this?
Mm-hmm.
That's the openness that I think is missing so many times in all of our lives.
I agree. And I believe that this is a moment for us to really have a dose of empathetic nature, because I don't think that we should ever sleep. And I think that's what we've been doing for a while. We've all been sleeping, you know. It's really time for us to wake up as a community. And I mean everyone.
Yes.
You know, we got very cozy. We got very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a generation that Yes, there's a generation that doesn't know the hardships that we had to go through from the days of ACT UP and whatnot. And everything's been handed to them in a certain regard, you know. So this is a wonderful time. And it's so great to see how everyone's so proactive in every realm of the rainbow, mm-hmm. being proactive and showing people that guess what? It is our decision that you get to be in this chair or in this position. Mm-hmm. And do not think that for one moment we're going to allow you to dishumanize any of the things that it is that we've worked hard for.
Yes.
So I actually evoke this. I evoke this because it's going to take us to a different strength and a different place that we will hopefully never, ever have to be back in again. And we're seeing it in a way that we've never seen it before. I mean, yeah. I've been doing this song and dance since the 70s, okay? But I've never seen it on the way that it is now. Mm. So you know what? It's just as well that it should be because we're stronger now. And now people have shown us that, you know what, we've always known that prejudice has been there, but now we're showing you that guess what? You can't go back into hiding.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm actually working on a talk right now that I hope is going to get me onto another TEDx stage. I've already done one, but I just came up with this talk last week and speaking with a really good friend of mine who runs a couple of big TEDx's. And I said, you know, I'd love to do a talk on America just came out of the closet. Now, how do we
completely
dance together?
Oh, completely. That's a beautiful metaphor.
You know, and I think this is what it's really all about is suddenly we've all come out of the closet. Some of us were already out in different ways, but as a world, and I'm going to say particularly
America,
we have come out of the closet. So now how do we dance together? Literally, how do we dance together? And I want to make
that's a beautiful conversation, a
beautiful metaphor around the entire coming out journey and how each of us is having our own interesting coming out. Some of us now, you know, I know for many parents, when a child comes out, the first parents or friends or whomever, the first thing that they feel like is going back into the closet. Well, we've got a whole nation that's really glad to be out. Others just want to go back
in denial.
Into the closet, into denial. And I think this is the thing that's bringing us so forward. And yes, it bothers me seeing what's happening, but I agree with you so much, girlfriend, because if we get through this, we will never, hopefully, go back.
It's going to make it so much better for the next generation. It really is.
Well, and I think the next generation is I've got a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old.
They think things so differently.
Yes,
they're so unfathomed by things.
Yeah, yeah. They're passionate. They're like, yeah, this is what it is. I mean,
Accepting,
exactly. My oldest one, you know, she's been through a first really big breakup, and to see her come through it and come out the other side, and now she has somebody, but she's like, yeah, it's just a friend. And she's not putting the boyfriend thing on it or the girlfriend thing on.
Right.
It's just, this is my friend and we do stuff together. Okay. Maybe once in a while we have a booty call, you know, but.
Yeah. But they don't even have a label to slap on it to define it and go forth with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and they're very accepting. Like if they've got a transgendered person or a gay person in their life, whatever. She likes a girl. She likes a boy, you know,
Exactly.
You know, they're so unbothered with that. And it's so nice to see.
Well, you know, and the thing that I think it's shown me, because I've been doing this work now for 6 years, and then when I got into the college and university market, I started to see, you know, having two teens myself, I started to see that this wasn't just my kids because they had been raised in a gay dad's household. I was starting to see the openness and the beauty and the, like, yeah, we don't really give a fuck, so why are you saying anything?
Yeah.
And I know I'm saying that from a living in liberal California standpoint, but I do see this in so many ways that they just are like, can we get past this BS and let's do something really good for the world?
Yeah, let's get down to like the real brass balls of what it is.
Yeah.
That's
speaking of the real brass balls, let's talk about the real brass ball of leaving the dollhouse. So interviewing some
got some cojones.
Cool. I mean, you just interviewed Whoopi Goldberg. I know that was your most recent one that you did. And I'm telling you, girl, it takes balls. And I'm going to stroke myself a little bit on the back, not in my crotch, but my back. And say, you know, it takes some cojones to be a host. You got to kind of just trust yourself to go do this stuff, right?
It's all I've ever known.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. You yourself be who you are without. I think the thing I've learned as I've done this is I let myself be who I am And I admire the people I get to interview, and I admire who they are. But at the end of the day, they're just another person just like me. And I think a lot of times that's what they appreciate is if you can give them that sense of, cool, we're having fun, we're doing a great interview, but you, me, well, we both got blood pumping through our veins. We both got skin on our, you know, all that.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the stuff you're doing with the Dollhouse and where you're taking it.
Well, for me, it's a song and it's a dance, you know, and come from a dance background. I've always been very poetic through how I run through my life, you know. So when I'm having an interview with someone, it's about listening, you know, and I've always been organic with my music and how I speak to people. And that's what it is. It's like we're both Wimbledoning off of one another, you know, it's the back and forth. And I think that that's like the real essence of just life is listening to people, and you get so many beautiful things from that. And I've seen that from the difference between season one and season two. It's just like we grow, and it's so wonderful that we get to do this together. And I'm putting it on this broad table for everyone to be a part of. And and at the end of the day, for me, it's the person has to have good energy, and it doesn't matter what they do, you know. So they have great energy, they come to the magical eight ball brings them there, and,
right.
And here we are having a wonderful time. I love that.
So what's been the most challenging thing about starting this new adventure? I mean, this is season two, so you obviously you got the cojones to keep it going, but what's been the most challenging thing?
For me, I think because I have such a great team, and I've been very blessed through my life at everything that it is that I've done, it's gone with ease and care and love, is because I'm a patient person and I listen to myself and I pay attention, and I don't ever think that I know too much. I like to bring my experiences to the table, but most importantly, it's about, like I said, listening and learning. And with that comes an amazing experience, and that's just unfathomable. You can't pay for that. You can't go to school for that, you know? So I've always had that. And for me, every time I'm on the set, which is here in my home, and then we're putting things together, it's just like, it's so easy. And I'm like, that's the way my whole life. And that's how it should be. It should be easy. It shouldn't be dramatic. For me, I think that probably the hardest part is, you know, getting all of my looks together, because we shoot, you know, 9 episodes in 2 days. So it's like, you know, prior to, you know, I'm like, you know, getting all the looks together that, you know, I know that I want to rock for, you know, each episode or whatever. So that's the hardest part, because it's always the hardest part for a girl.
No doubt. But, you know,
everything else should be beautiful.
You know, I'm going to pull a metaphor out of what you just said. You know, you just said it, the hardest part is getting the looks together. But that's part of you being you. And I think that's the metaphor for all of us, is the hardest part for any of us is getting the truest essence, the look of ourself together. When we get the look of ourselves, the true self
together, so powerful.
That's when we soar. And that's when we allow others to soar.
Totally. Oh, it's so true. I love how you just swirled that back to me.
Well, honey, I've been working 150 some episodes to learn how to swirl.
Okay.
But you're right. You know, I mean, seriously, I think this is good. This is episode 155. And, you know, I remember the first 20. So the little bit of history, most people who've been listening to this know this history a little bit. This was a radio show initially, and we did 26 episodes. And then I got asked if I wanted to renew the contract, because at that time it was internet radio and you paid for all this stuff. I'm like, no, not for that.
Right.
I decided not to do it. And then I got the calling, you know, back to our backup is our calling. And I got that call.
Yes.
And that was about a year and a half later. And I started it then as a podcast, took all the old episodes, put them back in. And then I started recording new ones so that by the time the old ones had run, there'd be brand new shows.
Right.
And I remember the first few episodes that were brand new, where it was all my doing. I didn't have producers, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I started feeling the rawness and the realness and the kind of realness. And even the way I'm showing up today now with you is such a dramatic change from back to, you know, 100 episodes or 50 episodes back. You just keep honing the craft, and you just like, I'm just going to be me, you know, because when I see people go, man, that was really, really good. And not because I need the accolade.
People can feel it. They can smell it.
Yes. And that when they can feel it and smell it and hear it and all that stuff, then that's when they go, oh, that's me. And yes, I can really relate to that. And that's what this is all about. It's being of service, helping someone come to that space that goes, you know what? if Rick and Lena can be this raw and this real and open up and share and be funny and sassy and all this stuff, why can't I? Why am I holding whatever that looks like for them? You know, that's the key.
Yeah.
Whatever
it they'll interpret
like.
It their way. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So what's the big long-term goal? I mean, do you want to, you know, someday have 150 episodes? Do you want to, what's in Lena's big dream?
Well, you know, it's funny because in the very beginning when this even, I put this together like last winter and, you know, I had reached out to people who, you know, I'd worked with on movies who I thought that would be really great to bringing out this part of me because I'd only ever done movies before. I'd never done TV. So
right.
I was stepping in new grounds, but I've always been that way. I love, you know, new experiences. That's part of my Aries characteristics, mm-hmm. you know. So I reached out to people who I wanted to be a part of the show that would bring out great things in me.
Yep.
And they have, you know, and so anything that it is that I've started, even prior to becoming a DJ, like I never knew that, you know, 20 years later, I would be this, you know, world renowned, you know, DJ. I mean, I would have never, ever guessed that the life that I've had as a DJ would have been what it has been. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I don't put expectations on myself. I just continue to keep it organic and keep it real and 100 with myself. And allow it to be where it's supposed to be. And because I'm listening to what it is that I know that I'm supposed to be doing on everything that it is that I've done. Now, this is another part of that amazing train that it is that I'm a part of. Mm-hmm. I'm going to allow it to be and do that. Because in the very beginning of this, you know, I had gotten out and some people had reached and said, you know, listen, we'd like to pick up the show. And before it even began. And I said, you know, I would rather finance it and do it myself because I don't want this dream to end before it even has a chance to like grow its wings and just everything. So the fact that, you know, people had already believed in it before it was even out was already one thing, but I didn't want my name to like, you know, take me to a place of like automatically deterring my dreams. So I said, let me get this on my own. And so with that, I've seen and I've heard things and I'm still, you know, continuing to do me and, you know, just having them in the back of my head. And again, just putting out great things that I feel wonderful with and that people respond to and it speaks to them and let it go where it's got to go.
Yeah. I'm just 100% with you there. I have been going through my own transitions with this coming out, you know, lounge brand and coach and everything. And mm-hmm. I do a lot, you know, a lot more. And now that we're in the midst of really rebranding this, we are truly moving forward. As I shared with Lena prior to getting on to recording that, you know, we're moving towards rebranding the podcast. It's still going to have a beautiful LGBTQ foundation to it. It's going to be called Life Uncloseted because everyone is living in the closets in some way, shape, or form. And I want to start telling those bigger stories. And I know, again, this is where I'm being called. My calling is saying, you've got this, Rick. You've got this message. You've got this thing to bring to the world in a way and keep doing it your way. And, you know, I've had people try to distract me from, that's great, but you should be thinking this and that. I'm like, you know, I need to kind of do this part of it my way and let's see what happens before I give up. And I don't want to say control, but that's kind of what it is before I give up that control of, okay, yeah, now you take it and you guide me to the next step. You know, I feel it's so important when we get these callings to stay true to ourselves, no matter what.
Amen.
Because
that's
the moment we don't
so
stay true to ourselves, we lose it. We completely
lose it.
Yeah.
And this way, you know, when it does get picked up, if I decide that I want it to, I'm still... And it's not a control thing, but I'm still in control of my baby.
Yes.
Nobody's going to know how to do me better than me at the end of the day. And that's not a selfish thing. That's just a secure thing, honey. You know, I'm a secure person and I've always been that way. And I'm obviously one of those people who likes to listen and learn, but we all can speak with one another. But when you start speaking above someone and you think you know everything about something, people get turned off to that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we can do together thing all day long, all day long.
It is a we can do together thing, but you also said something that was a real value bomb that I want to make sure we pick up on. I can only do me the best.
That's
You're the best at knowing how to do you, and I'm the best at knowing how to do me. And, you know, I think that's a really beautiful place to start wrapping up because when we realize we are the only ones who know how to do us, then we thrive. And yes, is it going to be hard at times?
Other people.
Yes. And it's going to be hard at times because other people are going to try to do it all day long. But if you
stand
in your power of,
yes, but I know how to do me better than anybody else. That's mm-hmm. all you need. That's the power you need to keep yourself moving.
Hardships and all.
Yep, exactly. So as we wrap up here, sweetie, one of the things I always ask each guest to do is, you know, leave some advice or something you'd love to have the listeners take with them that could help them get through whatever they may be going through, whether they're coming out of the closet to be LGBTQ or they're coming out of a crappy marriage or whatever it may be, you know. So I would love to hear from the wisdom of In the Dollhouse, what the dolls would say to the rest of the dolls of the world, to help them just kind of keep themselves alive and well and believing in themselves. Anything you'd like to share with our audience?
That's beautiful. First of all, I have to say that your show and your whole vibe is so beautiful. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
You're
so welcome. One thing that I have lived my whole life with, and these dolls, because they've been with me since the age of four, a lot of them, is always blessings, love, and light, and to listen. Be empathetic. Listen, and also the times that we're living in is most importantly for us all to really stand together. Mm-hmm. Listen, communicate, get out of our devices, and just be at one and with people. That's what's strong. And I mean, when you see people out at these marches and being proactive, honey, they're not on their phones. They're out there letting you know, people,
yes,
listen to us. We don't like this.
Yeah.
So we are stronger in numbers when we speak and we do together.
Mm-hmm. So you brought it up, and it's one thing I neglected to ask. But for the listening audience, how many dolls do you have in that dollhouse?
Well, it's been a while since I counted. The last, it was like 600 and something. I definitely have to recount because people are so sweet when they give me gifts. They give me gifts and they're dolls. So
yeah,
a lot of them are in storage, the ones that you don't see,
yeah,
and then in closets. So yeah, maybe somebody has to come in and do a count.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Well, I just have to say, Lena, you have been just a breath of fresh air, a sweetheart for taking time
right
out.
Right back to you.
And I just love the energy you're putting out into the world, and I'm hoping whoever's listened today will really take some of that energy and realize that they too can be who they're meant to be and live how they're meant
Amen.
To live. And go be a beacon of light in the world. And for those,
I got a new friend.
Yes, absolutely, you do. And you gave me that little hint that you're going to be out in the LA area in a few weeks. So maybe we're just get together and have a lunch or something.
I think a shot of tequila might be in our future.
There you go. There you go. That would work. So, and for those of you listening, we're going to have links for the YouTube channel and to Lena's website and everything, so you'll be able to connect up with her, jump into the dollhouse with her and some amazing guests like Whoopi Goldberg, and just take some time and go have some fun. When you're feeling down and out and everything, go have a little listen to Lena and her guests, and I think you'll find that bright spot.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So thanks for being with us again, Lena, and we so appreciate
it. Oh, my pleasure, honey.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. You too. You take care, sweetheart.
Okay, and for those of you that are listening, you know what to do. Get out there and never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your powerful truth. I'm Rick Clemens, the Coming Out Coach, and you've been listening to another episode of the Coming Out Lounge, and we will catch you real soon. Hey, 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 closet dwellers and Coming Out Lounge listeners. I wanted to invite you to check something out. You know, for all the years that I've been a coming out coach, one thing I've learned is sometimes people come to do the work with me and they only need a little bit of help to get over something very particular and very important to them. It could be reconciling their religion and sexuality. Maybe it's learning how to have the difficult conversations where they say, I'm gay. Possibly it could be, oh my God, I'm out of the closet, but now how do I do this same-sex dating and mating sort of thing? Well, what I can tell you is throughout the years, there are common things that show up over and over and over again. And what I've heard most from my clients and listeners of the podcast is, I want a way to work with you just on these particular subjects. Yay, I am so excited because I've taken the action and I've made this possible. So how do you find out about these particular programs? You go to thecomingoutcoach.com, or if you're on the show page right now listening to the podcast or have just listened to the podcast, over to the right-hand side of the podcast description, everything is an icon that says one-on-one coaching sessions. Click on that button. You'll be taken to a page that describes each of the different 9 sessions I'm offering. They are one-on-one sessions that we can do via phone, Skype, or even FaceTime. They're very action-oriented. We go right to the topic that you want to talk about. And each of these sessions also includes a copy of my book, Frankly, My Dear, I'm Gay.
So what more could you ask for? You get me for 90 minutes devoted to you plus my book. So go check it out. See if there's something that could help you as you step out, step up, and step in to living your powerful truth. Take care. I'm Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach. I look forward to working with you.
You've just experienced the Coming Out Lounge. Go online to www.comingoutlounge.com to learn more. And tune in again next week for more stories and tips for being true to yourself.